So I lived at the North West End Hotel from when I was born in 1943, and we left there in 1954. We moved to Beechwood Avenue. My grandfather, William Lane, took over the licence of the pub in 1924, having previously been the landlord of the King William public house in St Peter Street, St Albans, not the King Will we know now. He kept the licence until 1949, when it's passed to my uncle, Leslie Turl, who was his son-in-law. The Turls kept it to 1959. Grandad died in 1958, and my grandmother, I think, died in 1941. So Grandad died in 1958. They then sold the pub. They left in 1959, and that's really my last sort of connection with the pub. But the reason I know about the pub, my parents, when they got married in 1935, lived in New Southgate. They had my brother in 1938, and when the war started, my grandparents said, "Oh, you don't want to live in Southgate with all the bombs, so you come and live in St Albans, it'd be, you know, it'd be much safer." So our parents came to live in the pub, let the house in New Southgate, came to move, moved into the pub, presumably at the outbreak of the war. And when the war was over, they couldn't get the tenant out of the house in New Southgate. There's some weird agreement. So they tried and tried. And finally, in 1954, they managed to sell the house in Southgate and buy the house in Beechwood Avenue, when we then moved out. I then continued to go back to the pub because my aunt and uncle were still there. I used to go and do bottling up, which is my big, big job, particularly on a Saturday night in the days of bottled beer. More so than perhaps keg beer. I was always called one to bottle up, bring bottles from the cellar out in to stock the shelves up in a pub. And on a Saturday morning, I cleared all the empties, put them in crates, and leave them for the brewers to come and pick them up. So I got, that's my source of income, I got paid for that, so that's quite a nice little earner. And also, they had a television set too. We never had a TV at home, so if I wanted to watch a TV, I have to go down to the North West End Hotel and watch it down there. In black and white, of course, only on probably two channels. So really, in 1959, that's when my association with the pub finished. I went to school at St Peter's Primary School, which is now in a different place. It was on the corner of London Road and Cotton Mill Lane. It's now moved further down Cotton Mill Lane. But I was there, presumably from 1948 when I was five until I left in 54. And I went to the boys' grammar school in Brampton Road. My memory was there that I couldn't have children to play. There was no, the pub had no front door, really. There was no, being a pub, you had to go in through a bar. All there was a couple of big black locked gates with a barking dog behind them, so it did rather put people off coming. So I had to go and play on my own or with other children's houses, but I couldn't have children to actually play in the pub, or very rarely, only on sort of special days. I remember we had what I thought was a huge garden there, and which I could play in, which was very nice. And I seem to remember some barn-type buildings in the yard at the back. They seemed huge at the time. I think being a child, everything looks bigger when you're a child. But I think it was at one time stables or a barn, and that was used for keeping the car in, and for extra storage for drinks and what have we. But I seem to remember being a happy time there, but it did get rather noisy. I remember my brother and I shared a bedroom, and it did get rather noisy on a Saturday night. It could get very smoky and very noisy, but apart from that, I think my days there were quite happy. We had quite a few characters, of course, then, being the, in those days, no TV much, and the pub was the big social sort of gathering, particularly on a Saturday night when somebody played the piano, and it was a very popular pub. I think also because my mother was one of three daughters, the Lane girls, and they were, I think, quite attractive, and I think they were the big draw. People went to the North West End to see the Lane girls. It was a bit of a, wasn't a very, upmarket sort of pub, but I think the attraction of them was the three girls there. The big peak time really was when the gasworks came out, probably 5:30. We had the pints lined up on the bar ready for the gas workers to come in, and that was the peak time really for that. That was, and they'd sit there and play dominoes, and then again in the particularly Saturday night was the big occasion. We had a large room at the side which was let out for I think I had weddings in there sometimes. Oh, yes, and when we moved out to the pub in 54, they took in paying guests, like a B&B for quite some time. That's popular, right, with, yes, yeah. That's popular with those, yes, travelling salesmen. The same people tended to come and go all the time because they knew, yeah, it was, yeah, there. It was only a low-key thing. They probably only had a couple of rooms, but yes, they let those out, so that was something else. Another memory, too, was the outside urinal. There was actually a public urinal attached to the outside wall of the pub, and people on top of the double-decker bus could look down and see the men in the urinal, so I had to put a roof on it eventually to stop them looking in there. But in fact, it wasn't attached. I always thought it belonged to the public. Well, it actually was a public council-run council urinal.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it wasn't. I thought it was the pub's one. The ladies have one inside through the kitchen. Through the kitchen to get to the ladies. Yes. But I think some pub actually built complete new toilets inside.
Yeah.
But before then, men had to go outside and ladies through the kitchen into the bathroom we shared, basically.
Mm.